Rise and shine. Today is going to be a great day. It is the 14th day of August 2020. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9. You're on the Michigan Sports Network all across the great state of Michigan and down in Toledo as well. Welcome in. I'm Anthony Bellino. You can find me on Twitter at AC Bellino. We've got Danny Cahalan at Dan in the studio and Ryan Elke at Ryan L underscore Key in our Detroit studio. Man in the ship down in Toledo will be Jake Woods. You can find him on Twitter at Woods on Air. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Value guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, on Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to all of our television viewers as well on Comcast Channel 900. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go to MichiganSportsNetwork.com or you can find our podcast there or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast. You can do it there. Big thanks to the coach, Jason Candle, for joining us of the University of Toledo on how they are approaching this postponement. We'll talk to Chris Creighton, Eastern Michigan's head coach. We're going to make the rounds because we got time. That's one thing that we have. You know, Coach Candle just said there in hour number two about you have to win the weight. And at first I thought like weight as in weight room. I was like, yeah, Dan and I, meatheads, like, let's go. But then it was a W-A-I-T, like you're waiting for something, not W-E-I-G-H-T. So how are we going to win the weight? And the one thing we do have is time. And I think that looking at this and trying to get different perspectives from different coaches and different athletic departments is, I think that's it's a good way to go about it, just to check in and see how everyone is doing, considering we have five Mid-American Conference schools within our listening range. So, you know, not only that, but then you have Michigan and Michigan State and Jeff Brohm's plan from Purdue on what the Big Ten could do. I love it. I love the fact that he had an entire calendar mapped out, that you had to have a football coach put this together instead of somebody in an office somewhere. What looks best to you as a coach? What do you think is best for you and your young people that are on your team? And that's, you know, when you talk to Coach Kane, I think that's one of the things that he really conveys. He's all about business. He's got a real dry sense of humor, which I really appreciate. He's funny. He's real funny, especially once you get to know him. Like that dude, I'm a big fan of that guy. And, you know, but you hear him talk about like his young people and the amount of responsibility that's on these coaches, both on the field and off the field. And it's a lot. It is a lot. And the fact that you have a football guy putting together a plan that covers not only what the rest of 2020 would look like, but going into the 2021, into the 22 season, I think that's important. That's got to be done by somebody who's on the ground, you know, boots on the ground, in the trenches, knows what it takes, knows what is going on inside the facility, not some guy sitting behind a desk somewhere going, oh, we should just do this.
I think the part, though, about Jeff Brohm's plan, though, why weren't y'all doing this in like June?
They
put this together in 2 days after your conference's games were postponed, and honestly, it's a great plan. And if it goes off, like if we use Jeff Brohm's plan, I won't make fun of or complain that the fact that he is a top 10 paid coach in college football anymore.
This is it. This is worth every nickel.
This is worth
making 6 mil.
He's at like 6.6 million. He's number
6.6 at Purdue.
At Purdue to go 13-12 or 13-14 in two and a half seasons. But if you bring college football back and on a nice, rigorous plan throughout the 2021 year, you've earned it. You've earned your money. But why aren't you talking about this in June just to like even the plan for 2020, like why weren't you all working together 2 months ago on this?
Purdue.
Boil it
at
up.
Purdue.
I'll yell it. I'll scream it from the top of the Rensen so Canada can hear me if this works out.
If you yell out that window right now across the Detroit River and the Canadians throw something at you, I'm not going to blame them. I'm not going to blame them at all. This is Purdue we're talking about. This is Curtis Painter. This is David Blau. This is Drew Brees. This is Papa Greasy.
Kyle Orton.
Like, Kyle Orton. At one time, Purdue had three guys starting the NFL at quarterback. Did I say Curtis Painter?
Yes, you did.
Did Len Dawson go to Purdue? He might have. Jim Everett, Len Dawson, Kyle Orton. That Purdue, $6.6 million. Whew, man, that's a lot. You could see, you still what do we you still hear me though, right? You can still hear me, Ryan?
Yeah.
We yes, just have, okay, we hear you.
All right, good deal. I heard a little buzz in the background. I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. It sounded like a dial-up, old AOL style dial-up."
Oh, don't scare us like that.
Oh, I was getting scared. I was concerned. I just kept talking. I was like, "Well, somebody'll text me if this if the ship just went down. someone'll let me know." Steve is on hold. We can get to this. We can get to Steve real quick. 8:07 this morning. Steve, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Anthony. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Happy Friday to you.
You too, sir. Okay, I'll make this brief. I know you're busy here. Casey Mize, you know, what concerns me is he's 23 years old. Why isn't he up? I mean, normally, wouldn't you think guys that age should be up here? And one other thing, the Tigers' first base situation, bring up Torkelson now. I know there's a lot of talk about Mize and Torkelson and all that, but the first base situation, in my opinion, is a semi-mess. You know, Miggy hasn't played first base in years. James Candelario can. I mean, he's played first base, third base. You got Torkelson, who can play first base, third base. And if needed, you have Willie Castro, who can play shortstop and third base. So, I mean, I'm not sure what they're waiting on. And the other thing is have you seen the Lions' odds now to win the division or total wins? It's like 6.5 now. So yeah, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
All right, thank you, Steve. I'm with you on the Mize thing. I think that Ryan knows the strategy here. It's you hold on to him just long enough until they get too old. That's the plan, I think. Was that the plan, right?
Yeah, you hold on to them until they're nice, crisp, 28, 29, you know, perfectly financially independent, and until they just have like that 2 weeks of greatness where it's like, should we trade them? No, let's hang on to them for 3 more years after that and maybe get some cash considerations for them.
Do you burn that year? Well, I guess they can bring them up now and they don't have to worry about it. But I'm with you, man. I think that not even from a fan's perspective, but just from a pitching staff perspective, not only starters, but also bullpen, you're seeing some wear on some of these guys. The starting staff is not anywhere near where they need to be. You can't keep, you know, asking the bullpen to come in. Thank God they had an off day yesterday, because 3-3 against the Tribe, that's going to be a tall task for them. And to be honest with you, you can't keep asking these guys over and over and over again to come in every day of the week and give you a couple innings. Like, it's just you're going to blow your bullpen doing it. You need starters to give you a minimum of 5.
Right. And how many games in a row can we deal with an opener? Because it's like you have Michael Fulmer, who can only go 3. Then the next day you have Tyler Alexander, who isn't stretched out yet, so he's going 3 or 4. And you can't pitch Daniel Norris back-to-back days like that. You need a start, especially when Matthew Boyd's going out there throwing up softballs.
Yeah, you need a couple starters. You need a couple of them.
I mean, if only we had a supposed top-rated farm system that is loaded with starting pitchers. I mean, if we had that, then maybe you could tap into something like that to give yourself some relief. I mean, I think I've been told we have a top-rated farm system with great starting
MLB pitching. And Baseball America keep telling me that.
I mean, I keep being told we have these great starting pitcher prospects. Can we see them?
We might be able to, but you won't. Be an alternate training site. Just curious, seeing Kelce and Kittle get record deals. My question: what do you think San Francisco and Kansas City could have gotten in return for those two guys if they would have traded them? AB, tell your friends not to call during the interviews. Your call waiting was blowing up. That's true. I got to put all those folks on hold. I tried to, you know, even if you muted, it makes the little beep. What could you have gotten for Kelce and Kittle? The house. Back with more of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network after this.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Hard Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
safe this month on Turtle Wax Ceramic Detail Spray, just $13.99. WD-40's Easy Reach is only $10.99. And Kurt 2-inch Hitch Balls are just $8.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 20% off orders of $100 or more with coupon code SUMMER20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages like the Sizzlin' Summer Deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the Lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino joining Danica Halen and Ryan Elke in the studio up in the Motor City. Down in the Glass City is our partner Jake Woods, and happy to be with you here on this Friday morning. We've got Chris Wormley, the Michigan alum and current Pittsburgh Steelers, going to be joining us from our conversation earlier today at 8:35. So we're looking forward to that. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us. Sports Radio. You can text that keyword Sports Radio to 21,000. Sports Radio 21000. Auto Value Guest Line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900. It is great to be with you. We do have our poll question up at XB Mornings on the Twitterverse. Would we like to see the NBA continue on with their play-in game? Is this a good idea by the league? So our Boogaloo Supreme, which I feel like when we say that, the song has to play.
Every time you say that, you have to get like, you can't just spew out, we should play the song. I have to like, you know, cue it up.
Needs a 6-second warning.
Well, and here's the thing. If I had my, you know, I lost a wire.
Boogaloo Supreme?
I lost a wire here. I had a wire blowout on me. And I don't know, I didn't think that the piece of equipment that I'm running could actually fry an XLR to eighth-inch cord. But it did. I mean, it blew it to hell. And that's not one, but two of them. So I don't know whatever kind of juice this machine is running here in my basement. But let me tell you, it will shed a wire, that's for sure. But if I had my board connected, then we'd be able to, you know, just be on command. You know, I'd just be like, oh, hey, what am I thinking? Boogaloo, boom, boogaloo. I have a buzz, it's a hot button. I just hit B on my keyboard and Boogaloo Supreme plays. Our Boogaloo Supreme poll question of the day. Do you want the NBA play-in game for the eighth seed to stay past this postseason? 51% say yes, 49% say no. It's a pretty split bag right there, if I do say so myself. That's pretty tough to do. Come up with a discerning opinion. And here's the thing. We can see some nuance in some things. We can do that. We can have a conversation to where why this might be a good idea, why might this not be a good idea, and come to a good conclusion. I think that we're doing that right now with college sports. Bill Beekman, MSU's athletic director, coming out and speaking a little bit. 5 months later, after the Big Ten tournament was canceled in March, we lost the NCAA tournament. Huge checks lost to universities across the country. Now you're losing football because of the cancellation on Tuesday that canceled all fall sports, but importantly, football. That's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on what generates revenue. And Bill Beekman came on and was pretty candid about it. And, you know, with no football, Bill Beekman estimates that Michigan State could lose anywhere between $80 and $85 million in revenue from an athletic department budget that brought in $140 million in 2019's fiscal year. Football and men's basketball are the only sports among the 25 university athletics teams that make a profit. I mean, it's all right there. Michigan State could lose anywhere between $80 and $85 million. And they were going to pay Toledo, who we just talked to Jason Candle, head coach there of the Rockets. They were going to pay Toledo a mill to come on down and play in East Lansing. An opportunity that a lot of kids were looking forward to. Toledo with a history of dismantling Group of Five programs. It happened to Michigan. It happened to Arkansas. Like, it happens. And you look at how this affects UT losing their check and how Michigan State losing football as a whole. $80 to $85 million from a budget that brought in $140 million. And knowing that football and men's basketball are the only two sports among 25 that the university sponsors that make a profit. This is what we've been talking about, folks. This is why, you know, Mike Lissette called in from Grand Rapids and he was out with a small child, out with his baby, running at 6 o'clock in the morning and asking, well, why does football get everything? And what about cross country? And it's like, look, man, I got to focus on what makes me money, right? I got to put my effort into what makes me money. That's what the universities are doing. You can't have a product, you know, you're not going to spend on a product that isn't going to net you anything in return. That's why, you know, they had to say cancel all fall, because if you were to just allow football, how do you explain that to, you know, do you have a Title IX case now? Because you have 85 scholarship players that you're willing to put together a schedule and willing to incur some expense for. What about, I mean, how do we balance that? I don't know. Those are questions that I do not know. I'm going to have to ask somebody. Think Bill Beekman to come on the show, Dan?
We can definitely put in a request.
Let's go Bill Beekman, Mel Tucker, Tom Izzo, and we'll just go Michigan State Slappy for a week.
I would love to do a round table, so let's do it.
A round table? But my table's rectangular down here. I don't know how we're going to do that. So you look at, and I'm glad that Beekman is very open and honest about this, because I feel like a lot of times we tried to shroud the truth and we don't necessarily want to know. But as I make reference to all the time, football is the engine that drives the car that is college athletics. Without football, a lot of universities are going to have trouble. A lot. There are select basketball programs. You have one of the best basketball programs in the country in East Lansing. In the country. Nationally respected. Nationally known. Look at the recruiting class Izzo's bringing in. And I could say that as a Michigan man. I have no problem admitting that. It's tough carrying the weight of the truth around here a little bit. But that's what I got to do. That basketball program is good. And it didn't just get good overnight. Took a lot of time and a lot of consistency. And a lot of good players to come through that program. And a lot of good coaches. I might disagree with, you know, the way that Coach Izzo, you know, jumps all over the refs from the moment they step on the court, but that's just me. I get to see and hear the game from a different perspective than most people on a game day. But you have an AD coming out of a Power 5 school saying, this is what we couldn't, this is what we made, this is what we're probably going to lose. Here's the issue. 25 sports at Michigan State, I believe 31 at Michigan. I could be wrong, but I think it's 31. Ohio State's in the 30s as well. We're talking about massive athletic department budgets. Massive. And Beekman said, if we have the ability to play sports that generate revenue, we absolutely will. I'm very hopeful we'll play football in the spring, that we'll play basketball as it relates to other sports. There are some open questions as to how and when we'll be able to play them from a health and safety and wellness perspective. Mm-hmm. And then certainly there are financial implications of playing those sports. We haven't made any final decisions. In some cases, we're in a little bit of a wait-and-see mode. Everybody's in a wait-and-see mode because we don't know how to approach this. Because if you play football and men's basketball, you're definitely going to have a Title IX issue. 100%. So all of these things need to be taken into consideration when you try to reboot your athletic department. I was just very happy that Bill Beekman is being honest about it. Like, yeah, we want to, we, at Revenue Sports, we want to play. Like, we, to be able to have the 2021, that's 20-21. I'm real confused on how to approach this because I hate saying 2020, 2021 all the time. I feel like Tweety Bird. But the 2021 season for basketball, you know, hoops is, you know, the guys are already working out. Hoops typically starts in November. You know, will we be able to start that soon? What will that look like? Will the NCAA tournament go bubble style? Will we, you know, everybody go down to the bubble? Who knows? We have no idea because it does feel like we're stuck in neutral in a wait and see. The question is, as Coach Candle told us in hour number two, can we control the wait? That's the question. That's the question. But, you know, you look at playing football, playing basketball, those are priorities number one and two for a lot of these universities across the country. Because, you know, and when it comes into name, image, and likeness, and we'll talk to Chris Wormley here about that briefly in just a moment. But, you know, you look at what these athletic departments are built on the players, right? We offer you the scholarship. You have the opportunity to come play here. This is why you come here. We're going to offer you an education as well. But if you go to Michigan State to play basketball, that's priority number one. You're going to Michigan State to play basketball. Don't get it twisted. The education comes with it, right? And you leave, you get that degree, and you take that degree wherever you go. But if you put Tom Izzo as a reference on your resume, you're probably going to get a leg up on me. Not going to lie. All right, we're going to step aside when we return. Michigan alum, current Pittsburgh Steeler, Chris Wormley. He's going to join us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Future for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
As a healthcare professional, you care for your patients. But who will care for your practice? Who will keep it healthy? And who do you refer to if it takes a turn for the worse? Just as you may consult with another healthcare specialist, so too should you seek out tax and accounting specialists to consult with regarding specific issues your practice may face. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner. And while your business is keeping people physically healthy, our business is helping you keep your practice financially healthy. We'll provide you with the innovative business solutions your practice needs without compromising your patient focus. Whether you're a doctor or dentist, a sole practitioner, or a multi-physician practice, before you see patients, come see us first. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangardner.com. Bean Gardner.